Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. And now it's Friday, and it's time for some of y'all to play. I hope that y'all are off from work, and now y'all ready to put in some more work and some play, have some fun. It's Friday, and it's time for you to do your thing, son or daughter. I ought to be with y'all right now, a happy hour, but I don't drink, but a power is something that I got and that I'm going to try to release. Yo, I'm from the East, and we get it on, and it's quite popping. I'm going to do this, never stopping. Yo, don't call me till you have my money or that you have changed. I got to get the thing together. We got to come together and rearrange. And if you're not really ready to, yo, commit to this thing that we agreed to do. And if you don't have my cash, I'm going to have to take it from another place. And it ain't my stash, but don't contact me until you're ready, and keep it steady, and I'm pledging to do my best. And if you ain't trying to do the same, yo, take a rest. We can do better by ourselves, separated, and I don't really hate it, but if you're coming through, you make sure that your thing is true. What's going on, y'all? Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Daily Go Get'emism Show. All up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go Get'emism Show on this 23rd of June, we are talking about don't call me until you have changed or you have my money. Have you ever had to tell somebody that? Look, don't ring my phone. Don't contact me. Don't come around here. Don't drive around my house. Don't call my mom house. Don't try to contact my kids. Don't be trying to come around my friends asking questions. Don't give them the good word to bring back to me about how you changed and how you ready and how you sorry and all of that. I don't want to hear it until you are really ready and are ready to stop giving me all that lip service. Then I don't want to hear from you, and I'm serious. Have you ever had to do it? Have you ever had to address a situation like that because you were so fed up with the lies, with the delays, with the excuses, with the do right only when their back is up against the wall, and then as soon as things get comfortable again, here they are doing the same old thing. Have you ever been through it? Well, we're going to talk about it tonight. Yes, we are. We're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to get it popping. So I hope y'all feeling good, just like real men and women should. But that's what it is tonight. What's going on, Stacy? Going on, T. Carrie? Yeah, the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Don't call me until you have changed. Like, look, if I know some women have done this. Like, and if you're not ready to get married, then there's no reason for us to go on any farther. Now, to a lot of people, that looks like an ultimatum that's not really fair. And even if you got the result that you were looking for, it's probably not the best result, because forcing somebody to marry you that doesn't want to marry you or isn't ready to marry you is probably going to end up in divorce or in a bad marriage. But nonetheless, hey, if somebody has been telling you for years that you are the one, and they've already committed to you in other ways, you know, but they acting like they not ready to do what you want to do. And maybe you have made your intentions clear. Like, listen, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. And I don't want to just be doing this boyfriend, girlfriend thing for the rest of my life. I don't want to do that. You know, maybe you've never been married before. Maybe you have been married before. Maybe you're ready to do it again. Maybe you're ready to do it again with this person. Maybe you're not the type of person that wants to get married just to say that you're married. Maybe you want to get married because you really feel in this person. And maybe you've been holding back some of the great gifts that you are able to give because, you know, you're using that as a bargaining chip. Now, of course, people can have their say about the way that you've been conducting yourself, but maybe that's the best way that you have felt. And maybe you know the person that you're dealing with well enough to know that if you give them too many options or the option not to move until they are ready, then they will never get ready. They will never declare themselves ready, and they will never move forward. So maybe you have had to say, listen, if you ain't ready to put a ring on it, and I don't mean just put a ring on it, put a ring on it, set the date, and let's go ahead and get it completed. If you until you're ready to do that, then we'll be separated. I'll be moving on, you know, doing whatever I do, and you can be doing whatever it is that you do, but I'm not going to do this anymore. You may have gotten to that point. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show, you know. And that's just one thing. You may have done it. You may have given somebody that type of condition or alternative for a more positive reason. Maybe you were dealing with somebody that had a drug problem. They were a drug abuser, or they were addicted to gambling. So like, listen, until you can't walk past a casino without going in or without making a side bet on a race or without stopping to play the number or whatever, until you get to the point where you don't mess up your money gambling and you're really ready to stop being that way, or until you go get help, we can't be together. We can't work it out. And I'm not playing with you anymore. Because, you know, somebody who is addicted to drugs or somebody who has a gambling problem or something like that, they can really mess things up for you. They can have people coming by your house. They can put you in harm's way, you and your family. You know, people know where you live at. They know where you stay. They know where your mama stay. It can be a problem, you know. You messing around with somebody that's in the drug game. Yeah, they get money, but you know how it is in the drug game. Violence, competition, the law, the police, the courts, the jails, all of that. And maybe you have said to somebody like, listen, I don't care. I don't care about the lifestyle that this has afforded me. I don't care about it. I'm willing to sacrifice all of that. But, you know, not knowing if you're going to come home every night waiting for you to come home from jail, having to take the kids up to see you on visiting day and having to put money on your books and all of that kind of stuff. It's time for us to stop living that way. And until you are ready to stop living that way, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. And I mean it. No, don't come around. Don't look for me. Do not look for me. Because even if you find me, you won't find me the same way that you left me. You may have had to do it. Some people got to do it. And some people don't hear you unless you put it that way. Some people don't comply unless you put it that way. Some people don't change unless you put it that way. Do it that way. Perform that way. Say it that way. Mean it that way. Follow through that way. So have you ever had to do it? Have you ever had to follow through because they wouldn't change for you? They wouldn't change for themselves. They wouldn't complete their money, wouldn't change their health. Have you done it? Have you been there? Do you know of any situations where somebody else has done it? And maybe you had your own feelings about it. Like, I don't really feel like, you know, maybe you saw somebody else do it and you said, well, I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's right for you to have done it that way. You know, we all have our feelings on certain things. We all have our thoughts about certain things. And we all have the ways that we would do certain things. So have you ever been there? Have you been there, seen it there, advised somebody else to do it? Because that could be the case too. You may have been in a situation where you advised somebody to cease contact with somebody else until they got their shit together. Don't you come around me. Those of y'all who have children, you may have been dealing with the other parent who was inconsistent in their rearing, financial support. They didn't keep their promises to your children. You know how hard it is. You know how hard it is when you're dealing with an absentee baby father or baby mom or whatever. They make promises. You know, I don't know if y'all have ever seen it, but I've definitely seen it. A child who is waiting for their father to come pick them up. Waiting for their dad to come pick them up. They said they was taking them to the park. They said they was taking them to the movies. They said they was taking them to the carnival. They said they was taking them to Six Flags. They said they was taking them to a museum. They said they was taking them to a cookout. They said they was taking them to their grandmother's house. They said they was taking them to play with their cousins. They said they was taking them to play with their other brothers and sisters, their siblings and shit. And you watch a child sit on that porch or on those steps or by that door all day long waiting for their father to come and he don't come. Maybe he show up randomly the next day, a bunch of excuses. Or maybe he call when everything is all too late for it to happen and the child still, well, dad, can you still come over? Oh, baby girl or hey little man, you know, I'ma be by there later on in the week or you know, next week I'll definitely be there, you know what I mean? But dad, you can't just come for a minute. You know, I wanna show you something. I got an A on my paper or I drew you a picture and it's real nice. I want you to see it. Oh yeah, that's what's up, man. I'ma come by, I'ma see it, you know, but not today. I just can't do it today. Here it is. Here it is, 8 o'clock at night. So whatever y'all was supposed to do with the kid, you know, whatever y'all was supposed to do ain't gonna happen now. But the least you could do is save face and come by. Just to say hi. You know, your drunk ass. Oh, high ass probably just called that night like, oh, shit, I forgot I was supposed to take my little man. I forgot I was supposed to take him to Atco Speed Raceway. I forgot we were supposed to go see the monster trucks. Oh, I forgot we were supposed to. Oh, man, let me call him. You know, you don't follow through. And it's frustrating for a mom. It's frustrating for a mom to watch her child get disappointed like that time after time after time. And you know, with women, it start kicking it in like that's the same way he did me. Now he doing my baby the same way, or he doing my babies the same way he did me. I ain't having it. So you might have been, hey, baby mama probably said, don't you bring your ass around here or even ring that phone again until you ready to keep your promises to my son, my daughter, my kids. Don't you do it. Don't you fucking do it, because they don't need it. They are special children, and they love you to death, but no, you ain't going to be doing that. You ain't going to be telling them, you know, selling them wolf tickets, telling them, you know, selling them promises and all of that and not delivering and having them cry all night and being disappointed all week just for it to happen again for the next. You're not doing it. So don't come around here. Don't you call them. Don't you contact us no damn more until you ready to do right by them. You know, you might have already fucked me over. I don't care. But you ain't going to do that to them. You're not going to do it. You might have had to do that before. You might got had to do it. Yo, Emily, what are you doing? What did you delete this comment for? right. Okay. So. Okay. So. Yeah, it might have been, there might be a variety of situations where you might have to cut somebody off for a while until they get their shit together, or until they ready to commit, or until they ready to change, or until they have your money. Has anybody ever jerked you around for some money? Maybe you lent somebody a considerable amount of money. And, of course, cutting them off ain't going to give you your money back, but at least maybe after you cut them off because of the money, you can be satisfied that you have paid them to go away. You have paid them off. Now you ain't got to deal with all of, with the stupidity, the craziness, the excuses, the stress, the worry, the frustration of having them come back, you know, always talking about, so I'm gonna start paying you back, you know, when my taxes come. I'm gonna start paying you back when I get this job. I'm gonna start paying you back when my Social Security kick in. I'm gonna start paying you back when I'm gonna start paying you back. What's going on with the numbers here? What are y'all doing? What's happening on this show? If y'all still there, holler at me, because everything went silent. I don't know why these comments got deleted. Why I only see one person. What's happening? Stacy, you still there? Anybody else? Is anybody else still here? Yeah, I can see your comments. Man, I brought them back. I don't know why your comments got deleted in the first place. I don't know what happened with that. I know I didn't do it. Well, we can see who did it, but. So. So. All right. So. Yeah, there can be a bunch of situations that might make you have to fall back on somebody. There might be a bunch of situations that make you have to, you know, stop dealing with somebody until they get it together. You know what I mean? Because one of the reasons that you might have to take action on somebody is because once you keep letting them play you, once you keep letting them, you know, have they way with you? Yeah, if some people see that you just been acting like you're gonna do something about them to them or whatever, or that you will accept them as, you know, as they are, even though they are really really messing you over, then they'll keep doing it. You know how that go. You know how that go. So sometimes you might have to buck up and shut it down. You might have to buck up and shut it down. And the thing is, you might not want to do it, which might make you know that you have to do it. A lot of times the things that you really don't want to do are exactly the things that you have to do in order to move on, in order to grow, in order to get better at something, in order to be better. Sometimes that's what it takes. You got to go ahead and shut it down. You know, and one of the hardest things to do when you're dealing with somebody that you love or somebody that you care about or somebody that's close to you, somebody who means something to you, is shut them out, shut them down, get rid of them, stop contact. It's the hardest thing to do. Nothing, to me, is harder than not contacting somebody that you want to talk to, not speaking to somebody that you want to talk to, not being around somebody that you want to be around. It's hard. But sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you got to do it. It's like going cold turkey off drugs, going cold turkey off your favorite food. You know how it is. Come on, y'all. Don't act like y'all ain't, some of y'all don't act like y'all ain't never have to cut off sweets, stop eating chocolate, stop eating bread. You know them starches be doing it. You know what I mean? Where my French fry monsters out there? You know how it is. You want some French fries, but you know you ain't got no business eating no French fries. So you had to cut off the fries for a while. You have to stop eating the pastries for a while. You had to stop eating the sweets for a while. No more candy. No more cake. Your diabetics out there. You know what I mean? Some of y'all diabetics out there really, really like sweets. And you know y'all can't eat that shit. You know, rest in peace to Fife Dog. You know, from Tribe Called Quest. Fife Diddog. You know, he was saying that his thing, his Achilles heel was juice. He liked juice. You know what I mean? He wanted juice. He couldn't drink the juice. You know, diabetes wound up taking his life. It's pretty tragic when you think about it. And even if you don't. But anyway, so when you have to cut off something that means a lot to you, when you have to stop doing something that you really want to do, it's hard. It's hard, man. But there are times when you got to do it. It's not an option. It's not an option. Because you know if you keep enabling this thing, if you keep letting this thing do what it's been doing to you, with you, around you, then things are just going to get worse for you. Worse, 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 worse. This show is strange. The likes are going up. What is happening here? Let me. I bet not refresh. That'll kill the whole show. Stacy says, "Can you eat some things in moderation?" You might, but you know, eating some things in moderation, dealing with some things in moderation, sometimes sends the wrong message. Everybody ain't built to do things in moderation. You know how somebody does something way too much and then they want to break it down into moderation. No, you need to stop altogether. Like, you don't need to smoke crack in moderation. You need to stop smoking crack. That's it. There's no other option. You know what I'm saying? There's some things that are like that. No, you don't need to use heroin in moderation. You need to stop using heroin, period. No, you can't smoke crystal meth in moderation. You need to stop it altogether. Look at your teeth. Boy, you look crazy. Girl, you done lost all your hair. I mean, no, you didn't shave it off. It's gone. You know, that kind of shit. There's some things and some people that cannot do moderation. They have to cut it off altogether. And there might be those might be people that you have to cut off altogether. You have to leave them all the way alone. There is no slowdown. There's none of that. There's none of that. So. You got me so. So. Yeah, there's some situations that go that way. So you might have to deal with some people that way. Some people, you know, even people who drink. There's some people who always drink too much. So no. slowing down on the drinking is not an option for them. They don't want to drink in moderation. They don't want to drink, you know, socially. They want to get drunk. So those same types of people might have that kind of impact on your life. They might be the type that you have to cut off altogether, because letting them in just a little bit sends the wrong message to them, and then they start doing that fuck shit again. Stacey White says, I'm a foodie. You know you're missing an O there. That says foody. You a foodie? You know, I have another word that I use for people who call themselves foodie. Greedy. I mean, sometimes people greedy, man. You know what I mean? They see food, they eat food. Ooh, I see food, and it's really seafood. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. It certainly is. It's most certainly is what it is. But anyway, yeah, some people can't be dealt with in moderation. And somebody that's really getting under your skin to the point where they're making you want to lay hands may make the decision to cut them all the way off easier. It might not be an option to deal with them in moderation. I mean, after all, they owe you money, or they need to do something that they're not willing to do, or they haven't been willing to do. You know what I mean? Think about your kids. You know how you might have kids that really like video games, but they don't want to do their homework. They really love video games, but they don't want to clean up their room. They really love video games, but they don't want to do any of their chores around the house. So you might have started off saying, all right, don't touch the game until you do your homework. Do your homework. Then you can get on the game. You got to do your homework. Do your homework. Then you can get on the game. You got to take out the trash and do the dishes. Then you can get on the game. You got to take out the trash and do the dishes. Then you can get the, you got to clean up your room. Do the dishes. And then you get in the game. Then you can get the then you can get on the game. Well, I remember my nephew. When my nephew was staying here, that was the thing with him. He couldn't handle moderation. With him, it was all or none. If you gave him a little bit, if you gave him more options, if you gave him alternatives, then he was going to wind up fucking you over. So you had to take it all away. No other options. This or that. This or that. This or that. Taught me a lot about kids. And he wasn't even young like that. But nonetheless, it be like that. So he showed me that. It wasn't making no sense to me. I was always the type that did better with options. Well, in order to have that, you have to do this. Okay, well, then I'm going to do that so I can have that. He wasn't wired that way. His thing was, I'm going to do whatever I want. If you don't like it, change it. So I changed it. That was it. So I changed it. You put my back up against the wall. Okay, well, here. None. Since the only options are all or none, none. None for you. Mia says, I remember this guy I dated drank so much, and I tried moderation until I had to go full cold turkey on him and stop dealing with him due to his drinking. He couldn't understand. That's exactly the example that I'm talking about on this show. Don't call me until you have changed or you have my money. So don't call me if you still drinking. That's it. yeah, I love you, and I want to be with you, and I think you're a great guy, but your drinking is going to fuck up everything. You're setting a bad example for the kids. You're making a mess of your life. You're making a mess of the life that we have together. You got to go. You got to go. So until you have contacted AA and you're working on this for real, until you are ready to recover from your addiction or whatever, then don't ring my phone. I'm blocking you. I'm changing numbers. I'm moving. I'm not giving you my contact information. It's not going to happen. And I suggest that you don't take too long, because once you give me a chance to get used to you not being around, then that's the way it's going to be. Stacy says, everything I do is always in moderation, whatever it is. Well, that's good. Mia says, give some people a few inches, they want the whole field. That's true. Some people can't deal with too many options. They can't deal with it. They can only deal with one or two. That's it. Some people can only deal with one. You do this or else. What's the else? I don't think you want to feel or experience the else. Stacy says, the only thing I'm working on now is my relationship with money. Spending money. If you ever dealt with somebody who is really bad with money, I don't know about y'all, man, but it's a pain in the ass dealing with somebody who can't resist buying whatever they see, whatever they want. They can't wait. They got to have it today. So they put their bills off so they can have whatever they want right now. And you're like, the person that's always behind on their rent, always behind on their car note, and they the first ones on vacation. They always talk about how broke they are, how much money they don't make, and all this kind of shit. Yet they in Jamaica right now. They down in Costa Rica right now. They in Cancun right now. They in the Bahamas right now. They done went on a cruise somewhere now. Aruba somewhere now. He was like, oh, yeah, I was about to come around and drop this thing off. Oh, I'll talk to you when I get back. I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Miami. I'm in Houston. I'm in what? Why? How? Oh, it ain't really cost me no money to come out here. I had some frequent flyer miles and blah, blah, blah. What are you talking about? I don't care how many frequent flyer miles you have. Miami is expensive. It ain't cheap to go to Miami. You can fly down there for cheap, but when you get there, everything you buy is high. Everything. Mia says he couldn't give up the bottle. I had to turn my back. It was sad and it hurt, but I had to do it. I understand. I really get that. I do. Stacy says, at least my bills be paid first. Well, at least, I mean, that's doing it the smart way. But when you are the type of person that likes to save, that likes to stack, that likes to plan, that likes to strategize with your money, and you dealing with somebody that's like, come on, let's buy this car. Come on, let's get this. Let's buy this bag. I need to get my hair done. I need blah, blah, blah. And you're like, so you just can't deal with no extra money. And these are the people that's always talking about they don't make enough money, but they spend money every turn they get, every chance they get. Trying to keep up with the Joneses in a way. I mean, to me, it's kind of hard to look at it as trying to keep up with the Joneses, but they see other people being able to get shit, and they want to get the same shit that somebody that they seen somebody else with. Now, they don't have to admit it, but you see it. You're like, well, why did you You bought a Louis bag? What the fuck for? I always wanted a Louis bag. You ain't never hear them say nothing about wanting a Louis bag. You ain't never hear them say nothing about it. Later on, a few weeks later or whatever, you find out that their sister or cousin or somebody close to them got a Louis bag. You like, spend $3,000 to $5,000 on a goddamn bag? And you hiding your car or your truck from the repo man? You parking 3 miles away from your house. See, we was just under your car trying to remove. We was just under your car last week removing the GPS. So they, what are you doing? I'm saying, you know, shoot. If all I can do is pay my bills, what's the use in working for if I can't do nothing but pay bills? But you ain't got no problem making bills. You might have, if you the type of person that likes to stack, that likes to plan how you going to spend your money, use your money and all that kind of stuff. If you dealing with somebody that spends all the time, you're not going to be able to, the time is going to come when you're going to have to cut them the fuck off because they're going to wind up spending all of their money and yours. So hopefully the love that you have can conquer that. Because it ain't going to be easy. That's a hell of a battle. Mia says, years later, he let me know he's now 6 months clean because his health is now affected. Wishes he had listened to me, but it's too late. Well, he contacted you when he changed, right? But he ain't changed for you. He changed for him. Change is change. Stacey says, I want to save. Every time I have some extra money to come up unseen. Some extra money to come up unseen bill. Unseen bill? Well, you know, you only have to pay the bills that you make. They don't send you nobody else's bill. That's a fact that I had to come to terms with years ago. Like, I ain't got to pay no bills. I ain't got to pay no bills that ain't mine unless I choose to. I got to pay the bills that I make. I made them. I chose that. But, don't call me until you have changed or you have my money. Don't call me until you have changed or till you have my money. Give me back my money or don't call me. Don't come around me asking for no more money. You know how that, y'all know how that go. The person that's already deep into your pockets, and they still nickel and diming you. Oh, can I just have $15? Can I just have $25? Or can you cash at me? Can you cash at me a couple of cash? I just need cash. I pay you cash. Just cash at, PayPal, cash at. Don't darken my door, ring my phone, come around my people until you have my cash. And I mean all of it. Don't come to me with no partial payment. Don't come to me with no this, that, and the third, no nicks and dimes. I need all my money. I gave all my money to you when you asked for it. I need all of it back. So I don't care if you got to save it up. Don't come around me until you got it. All of it. Paid in full. None left. Zero balance. Stacey White says, I don't add no extra apps that I don't need. I get it. She says, that sounds so harsh. And shoot. Until you've been there, you don't understand. Till you've been there, you don't understand. And people who owe you money, they act like they don't understand also. They will. Well, you know, I don't see why you had to get like that. You know that I had a hard time. I was trying to. I don't nobody want to hear that shit. You tell that shit to the next man. Maybe the next man want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it. Every time you came to me asking me for money, I gave you the money, and you never paid me back, and you always ducking somebody, and you never come around until you need some more money, need another help. Yeah, you only pay back money to be able to borrow some more money. Which one of y'all deals with people like that? The kind of person that only pays you back because you know that they setting up to borrow more later. Have you ever dealt with anybody like that? That's a pain in the ass. That is a pain in the ass. All right, so you owe me $75. So they pay you back the $75 and because you know that in a couple of weeks, couple of days, they're going to ask you to borrow 100. They're going to ask you to borrow 150. Well, I paid you back last time, so you know I'm good for it. At some point, you got to come to the grips. You got to come to grips with the fact that they are playing you. If somebody only pays you back so they can keep you on a borrowing schedule, that's a form of playing you. That's like somebody only telling you that they love you when they need something from you. I need a couple of dollars. Gotta tell her that I love her. I need some pussy. Gotta tell her that I love her. I need a place to stay. Gotta tell her that I love her. Gotta tell her that I love her. I need something from her. Gotta tell her that I love her. Gotta remember to tell her that I love her. Cause I can't get nothing. That's what I'm telling her. That I love her. That I love her. That I love her. That I love her. I need some pussy. Gotta tell her that I love her. Need some money. Gotta tell her that I love her. Need a place to stay. Gotta tell her that I love her. I need a new jacket. I gotta tell her that I love her. I need some sneakers. I gotta tell her that I love her. I need me a pair of tennis. Gotta tell her that I love her. My cell phone needs to get paid. Tell her that I love her. I got bills. Gotta tell her that I love her. She'll give me anything if I tell her that I love her. Gotta tell her that I love her. Christmas time is coming up. I gotta tell her that I love her. My birthday is coming up. I gotta tell her that I love her. Yo, holidays, gotta tell her that I love her. I wanna get some money. Gotta tell her that I love her. I need some pussy. Gotta tell her that I love her. Gotta tell her that I love her. Yeah, man. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy situation. But there's gonna come a time, a point, where you're going to have to cut somebody off. You're going to have to stop playing around with your own emotions the way you've been letting them play with your emotions. You got to shut it down. Shut it down, son. Get it on up out of there. Stop playing with yourself. That's like, yeah, you playing with yourself. It's frustration masturbation. Frustration masturbation. You letting them play with you and you playing with yourself. You know you want better and you ain't trying to do no better. And you ain't stopping somebody else from doing you bad. So you said it sounds like you're setting boundaries. All right, this ain't my situation. I don't brag or bring notice to me cutting people off, but you can best believe when I cut somebody off, they is off. They are off. I don't fuck around. No. Me not play. When I shut somebody down or when I cut somebody off, they done for good. I'm not no flash in the pan. I'm not a person that doesn't think about what I want or what the end game or the consequences are before I do something. I'm not impulsive like that. So When I shut it down, it needed to be shut down. There's no other option. I've already explored them all. but we won't be undoing what got done. Mm-mm. There's no recycling, remixing. No. Mm-mm. Some people delve in that kind of stuff, you know. They get mad. They shut something off. They only be shutting shit down for the longest for like a day. A day. Who are you sending a message to? You don't think they notice that your temper is short, but your temper is short, but the time that you're mad is even shorter. You don't think they notice that shit? They don't respect that. People respect consistency. People respect follow through. They don't respect that sporadic, random, inconsistent shit. No, nobody respect that. How can you respect it? How can you respect it? Mm-hmm. Mia says, folks get really good at waiting you out. Yes, they will. And you know what the worst part about that shit is, Mia? I think it's the fact that when you realize that people have been able to wait you out, you be imagining that they just somewhere laughing at your ass. Ha ha, ah, you dumbass, ha ha ha, I got you again. You easy pickings. It's like somebody being able to beat you at a sport. No matter how hard you try, no matter how much you practice, no matter what you do, they gonna beat you. They just beat you every single time. Hey, Mia, thank you for the super chat. I guess that's just a straight donation. Appreciate that. That's just a straight donation. Look, no words, no sticker, no nothing. Well, thank you. You are the only one who has donated this month. June been a little, yeah, me. June been a little, yeah, me. It been little. I appreciate me some you. Yes, I do. But yeah, man. Yeah, people will wait you out. People will wear you down. It's up to you whether to let that happen. That's what's up. Appreciate it. Stacey says, my friend told me that they laughing at you. Oh, wait. My friend was told that they laughing at you. My friend was told me, wait. I think we know what you're trying to say. You know, my friend told me that you was laughing at, that they was laughing. They was laughing. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, it's not necessarily that they somewhere laughing at you, but that's the way it's going to make you feel, because you know that this is not the first time that you have been played by this person, and this is not the first time that you have allowed yourself to be played by this person, and it starts to wear on you. It starts to get on your goddamn nerves because you know that you have played a part in this. So there comes a time when you just have to shut it down. Don't call me till you got my money. You still on that shit? Don't call me. Don't come around me. Don't come around no kids. Don't come around nothing. Don't call my mom asking her, you know, asking her to give you one more chance. Don't do that. Nah. You know, this random, y'all. This random. I saw a little video clip yesterday where LL Cool J was talking about Biggie Smalls. He was talking about the song One More Chance. And you know how everybody loved the song One More Chance. One more chance. Biggie, give me one more chance. You know, everybody liked that song. And it was a good song. I ain't gonna front. It was a good song. But he was saying if he would have made that song, the niggas would have wrote it off as a love song and would have called it corny and all of that kind of shit. He said, but because it was Biggie, he was able to get away with that song doing the same thing that LL did on a lot of his songs. Nobody ever called One More Chance a love song. And it was. It was a love rap. Ain't no way around it. It was. Ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Links a ring filled with rocks. You know? So. And the reason why that video caught my attention was because it shows you how some people can do some things and how some people can't do the exact same thing. So sometimes when you try to mimic what somebody else does, it doesn't always turn out the same for you. It's like when you see an outfit on somebody else and you go out and buy that same outfit. It looked good on the person that you saw it on, but it might not look that good on you. It really fit the person who was wearing it, but it might not really fit you. You don't have the same body build as they do. And although, like, it might look totally different, like a whole totally different outfit on you than it looked like on them. So when you try to emulate somebody, what somebody else does, when you try to copy what somebody else does, just know it ain't always going to turn out exactly the same. There's some things that you can do that I can't do. There's some things that y'all can do that I can't do. There's some things that I can do that y'all can't do. And sometimes when you are doing the exact same thing as somebody, it's not going to turn out the exact same way for you as it turned out for them. And we find that out the hard way. So where you may have seen somebody else work with somebody else, develop somebody else, be patient with somebody else, that doesn't mean that that's going to work for you. You have to decide what's working for you. What's really working, not what you wanted, not how you wanted to work or how you envision something working. Sometimes you have to really, really nail down whether something is really working for you, and you have to be honest with yourself about it. Tracy says, the topic is something you have to read the note. All right, so Friday, y'all, and we're going to be back tomorrow. Friday, y'all, and we're going to be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We about to do these birthday shout-outs and get on the body here. You know why? Because we started on time tonight. I don't owe y'all nothing. I don't owe y'all no money. No extra time, nothing like that. We good, baby. We good. So we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Carmita Salmon. Turning 72 years old today. This is funny. And also Chelsea Couchier, turning 32 years old today. And Fatmat Folarine, happy birthday to you. And Tara James Wallace, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the fundraiser for Lighthouse Therapeutic Community Outreach. All right, cool. And also, Snickety Snacks Shay. Snickety Snacks Shay, happy birthday to you. And KK Williams, happy birthday to you. And Sheila Pointer, turning 53 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Tiffany Queen B. Owens, turning 42 years old today. And Sakina Stewart, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl Lynette Jones. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every last one of y'all born on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 23rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man. Yeah, there comes a time when you do have to set boundaries, when you do have to set standards, when you do have to put your foot down, when you do have to stop giving way, when you do have to stop giving up, when you do have to stop accepting things that you don't want and don't need, when you do have to do better for yourself and stop leaving the option counter full of the BS. And I hope that you do. Because, you know, there are a lot of different ways to grow in this world. And one of the ways that you might have to grow is to finally start making sound decisions, well-informed and thought-out decisions, to either keep something or throw something out for good. See, a lot of people decide to store things that they really should throw out. Instead of throwing them out, we say, well, it might be useful later on, so we store them. And some of those things need to be thrown out. Now, you don't want to be the type of person that throws everything out. You don't want to throw out the things that are still in working condition and may actually, you know, increase in value someday. But you need to throw some things out that ain't working no more. They ain't working no more. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another, I'm sorry, back tomorrow afternoon for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So make sure that y'all come on through. I'll be looking for you. You know how we do. All right, so Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.